Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I don't hear nothing. All right, folks, we are having some serious technical difficulties here on the Trainwreck Radio Show, hence the name Trainwreck Radio Show. We always go down some crazy rail and derail and crash into the lake, the river, a mountain, a forest. Something happens. We go off the rails, hence the name. Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Glad you could be with us. Sorry for the delay. We're working on it now. Don't know if we're coming across live. We don't know if we have dead air, but we're doing it. Here we are, the Trainwreck Radio Show. I'm glad to be here. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. A lot of crazy stuff happening. Like I'm going to the dentist this Saturday, and they're going to yank 3 teeth. It's going to be fun. I love getting teeth ripped from the jawbone. You know, crunching, crackling, blood-curdling sounds coming from the jawbone should be good. but enough about me. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the news cycles today, the last few days. This is coming from someone who doesn't watch any mainstream media ever at all whatsoever. I mean, I gave up on it. Once in a while, I watch the Hannity show. I think it's the only place we're getting truth. And I like sometimes the way Tucker Carlson's grilling people, making them answer the tough questions. And this whole mess with Jeff Sessions and the wiretapping Trump Towers, I don't know. I don't know if this is true. As president, he has more access to certain intel. So maybe they already know something we don't know. So maybe this wiretapping did occur during the election. And I also agree with President Trump that if they're going to investigate Jeff Sessions, they got to investigate all Democrats who hanging out with the same ambassador. That ambassador is a Democrat. That's the joint session of the day. And what they felt to mention is also that first thing at the primary season, we have a convention. And President Obama had 100 diplomats from around the world come down to the convention to meet, greet, rub elbows, and ask questions about our system. By the president, work behind certain Trump's president. Right now, I don't know. I don't know. Let me check my messenger and see if he's messaging out to me. All right. If I'm making any sounds and my boy James is listening, give me the thumbs up in our chat room, because right now it looks like the host line dropped off and I'm just here in the studio on the call-in line. I think you need the host to be in there. This show may be a wash tonight, folks. I hate to say it, but it may very well be a wash. I don't know how it's working. I don't know if I'm going over the air. I'm not getting any message on our radio team chat. So, Breaker 19, this is a test. Are we live? Anybody? Are we live? I have no way of telling right now if I'm going over the airs. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to dig through our sound catalog here. Oh, it looks like we're live. I guess he can hear me. That's good stuff. Let me see if he can hear me. You can hear me? Because if you can, you can hear me typing this question out to you. I've been sick for months. I'm on prednisone. I'm on Bactrim. I'm on even cough pills. I'm getting teeth pulled off. But the upside is I've been getting a lot of time relaxing around the house with my feet. I'm doing nothing, going to an appointment here, go to an appointment there, and we're good. But right now, as you can tell, I am a little ill, so I just wanted to play this real fast.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yeah, and if you want, you can give us a ring. We're here. That number, you heard it right there, 347-637-3942. And now this whole mess with the Jeff Sessions and the wiretapping and all that stuff, it's all, if you ask me, I think it's all a huge distraction to deflect us away from this repeal and replace Obamacare thing that's coming down the pike here. They keep talking about it. They're making secret deals just like the last administration did. I don't care if it's our kind of administration or their kind of administration. If they're doing something secret to try and pull the wool over our eyes, they got another thing coming, because we'll hold them just accountable as we hold the Democrats. All because you're a Republican or a conservative, or you give yourself as a patriot, if you do the wrong thing, you should go to the fire. Plain and simple. The only way. Hey, look, well, we got somebody on the line with us. Is that James?
Yeah, buddy, it's just me. I'm gonna be your co-pilot tonight. I just checking back in. That's all.
I don't know what's going on, but this is why we call Monday show the train wreck radio show. Because if it goes wrong on a show, it's going wrong on Monday. It's been like that for a long time.
But it's all good, man. I got booted, and I came back in. I just wanted to make sure you weren't in here by yourself if you needed some help.
I need a lot of help. If you got a degree and a couch, I'll be up there. And some of that food you cook all the time, like you cook and stuff, I'm there.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. We don't need a psychiatrist for the smoke, meat, and amber liquid report, buddy. That's the therapy right there. So you come
yeah,
up.
You
I'll
go.
Be ready. Anyway, man,
yes,
I'm here. I got you. So you go ahead and run with your show. You sound great.
All right, good. I was worried then. My phone, that never happened before. The first number I always call, it said, this number is not part of the Metro PCS network. If you want to add this to your network, call 611. I'm like, huh?
Oh, my God.
I've been using that same number for 4 years. All of a sudden, I can't use that number. So they
technology making our lives easier.
Yeah, and then they have the number there on our page there, you know, the studio. So I called that number, and I punch in the host PIN number. Sorry, we did not get at least 4 digits of your host PIN. Thanks for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. Click what? Holy crow. So I don't know what the heck's going on there. Something weird.
Well, you go get them, man. I'm going to back out of here, and like I said, I'll be running in the background to make sure everything's cool.
Cool. Thanks a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good friend and counterpart, James Bostic. He's got his show Thursday night, 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. And, of course, followed by me, your host, with the Patriot Nation Radio Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. We've been really cranking out a lot of good shows. And I had a long run there. I want to thank every single person that's ever come on to this show in the past. Any person that thinks about coming on the show in the future, I'll thank you now and thank you then and thank you again. Because without you guys and without the folks tuning in, there is no show. This show really is not about host Mark Hoffman, Patriot Nation Radio. This show is about America, Constitution, freedom, liberty, the American way of life. And there are a host. You ever want to find an alternate show? You don't like my show no more. You want to hear a show on Thursday? I'll direct you the show somehow. Like my good friend Dan Plant at United States of America.us Monday through Friday. 8 o'clock to 5 p.m. Monday, Friday. You know, and they're saying, oh, you know, the president needs a race. He wants to do the travel ban. And then today I was watching the show briefly, and it was pretty good. So the guy was sitting there preaching how great, you know, Obama was, this and the other thing, and Trump's a racist. They said, well, what do you mean? It's nations that Trump is talking about were designated to be terrorist places by Obama. And he banned them first. Oh, so I was debating this with the guy at work. To those on the left, they're gravy trains. They're going to lose their Obama phones, and a lot of them have to take drug tests to get welfare and a whole bunch of other things that are going to come down the pike that's going to take away their free ride. Like, holy crap, you mean he's going to deport all these people that don't belong here, going to open up millions of jobs, and we're going to have to work? We might have to go out into the field and pick tomatoes because we want to eat? Because it's the only job, and then we could pick it for $15 an hour minimum wage. And that's another story. These turds that pick it around $15 minimum wage. Now, most of the folks that have run around with the signs promoting $15 minimum wage have never read the law, never looked into the legislation or the idea of what they ever put forth. And $15 an hour minimum wage is not for Joe Blow high school dropout. He still gets $8.50 an hour. $15 an hour minimum wage goes to the college graduate who went to school, got a degree, got out of college, and whoops, no job in that field. So he goes over to the Mickey D's with his degree, and they go, okay, you worked hard, this, that, and the other thing, you get $15 an hour. Joe Schmo high school dropout, you get $8.50. Start sweeping. This guy will be in the office. This guy will be, you know, in the back running shit. Excuse my language. But they don't get that. They don't understand. So they pick it around with their $15 minimum wage signs and don't realize that they ain't getting squat. But the uninformed sheep with their head in the sand will remain that way. Ignorant, blind, and they're being used to push an agenda, and they don't even know it. They think they're on the right side, and it turns into a mental illness. Poor folks that parade around this country are mental deficient. If you ever notice, all the mass shootings in the last 50 years, except for two, maybe three, have been committed by a liberal Democrat or the children of liberal Democrats who are prescribed psychotropic drugs by the mental health people, and they go crazy. They sit in their room. They're listening to, you know, Korn and Marilyn Manson and all this, you know, and the dark candles, black walls, pentagrams all around. They're like going crazy sitting in a room, you know. And they come up with these weird plots to go shoot up people because they play these video games and it desensitizes them. So they're sitting in these rooms, desensitizing their mind to the violence by playing video games and smoking weed and listening to dark, evil music. And we know it's not the music that's causing these people to do this stuff. Like, they tried all that crap in the 80s when, Judas Priest, this song, Ozzy Osbourne, Suicide Solution made these kids kill themselves. We proved that that's bull crap. We know the music's not doing it. What's really doing it is the lack of parenting in this country today. I see it at my own house, believe it or not. With the technology we have today, the kids grab the tablets, and there are endless hours of just sitting there vegetating with their tablets. Some kids learn a lot of stuff. My son's very smart. He learns a lot of stuff. But he watches silly, goofy cartoons, and they're just zoned out all day long on technology. Uninformed. They're not teaching the cursive writing in schools. So now soon they will not be able to understand the founding documents as written. Because they can't read cursive, they can't write cursive. All they know how to do is plug away with their thumbs on their tablets and their phones, and they vegetate. And when they turn on CNN and they go, oh my God, Anderson Cooper told me, so it's got to be true. That's it, I'm grabbing a sign, I'm going out. And then you have this guy, Waterswell, he goes out and asks these people, what are you protesting? Trump's a racist. Well, how's he a racist? Well, he banned Muslims. He wants to build a wall. So so in the guise of protecting America, he's a racist. They would rather let everybody in here to kill us, overrun our system, plead us of everything, all our resources and everything else like that. So we're not racist. We're not racist because we want to build a wall and keep the illegal people out. We're Americans because we want to live in a nation that's free and safe from MS-13 gang members. I think from what I understand, like up in Long Island, they're like hatcheting people up and hitting them with machetes and sticks. And like 13 or 15 of them, and 13 of them, or 12 of them were illegal immigrants. Here illegal. Some of them most deported multiple times. And they're beating people with machetes and bats and sticks. A gang of them, MS-13. I believe it was up on Long Island. Hey, I don't know. If my brother's listening, Butch, call in and that story, if you know anything about that story. If you're listening, you usually listen. 347-637-3942. And elaborate that story with me a little bit. I heard it was up there on Long Island. But a friend of mine, Dorothy, I think, posted the story. And it's pretty disturbing. But they want to make sanctuary cities and sanctuary counties across this country where these people can come and hide. So they're inviting the criminals to come hide in their city. When you say sanctuary city, yeah, you get the mom with the two babies. They go there. You know, they're just looking for a peaceful place to live. There are a lot of these folks that are here illegally who really are just coming for a better life. And we understand that. We all, our ancestors all came here for a better life. They all came here and built this country so that we could have this life. Our grandparents and our great-grandparents built like the Long Island Railroad and built the skyscrapers in Manhattan could have what we have today, the freedom and the liberty and all the great stuff that we have. They came here through Ellis Island on ships from Norway, from Sweden, from Germany, from France. They came here on boats legally. I've seen boat manifestos with my family members on it from Norway and Germany. My grandmother and my grandfather. I've actually seen the boat manifesto with their name, with their family name. They got children. Here's the children and little kids. Seen it. They came here legally. And then my grandfather and his family and my grandmother and her family lived out near the Brooklyn Ship, Little Germany area in New York. And the families met. And my grandfather helped build the Long Island Railroad. In fact, dropped a huge barrel on his big toe, lost his big toe. It was one of the big stories we had in our family. Was, oh, how Pop lost his toe building the Long Island Railroad. That's what these people did. They built greatness so that we could enjoy it. And these little turd millennials want to go around burning the American flag and taking a knee during a football game in the face of a veteran. I've seen this one veteran. He was paralyzed from the chest down, and they made him this bionic suit, like this big suit, and they put it on him, and it had a couple of crutches. And the national anthem came on, and this guy who had never stood before in public got up on the field in a football game and stood for the national anthem while turds like Colin Kaepernick take a knee in protest. I say they should go over to maybe Istanbul or you know, Kuwait or Turkey or Syria or Yemen. Yemen's a good spot these days. Why don't you take your pansy-ass protest over to Yemen and see if you can make the money you make here playing a silly game. The only thing you'll make over there tracks if you're running scared away from these guys who want to cut your head off. But you want to take a knee. It takes a lot of nerve, folks, to even think like that in this country. You know, it's really just bananas. I sometimes can't even get a grasp on it, that folks would even think like that. And they take a knee. You know? What the hell? Burn an American flag. And then when you ask them what they're burning it for, well, fascism. Duh, we defeated fascism. We're not fascists. They're calling us fascists yet. We had rallies, March for Trump, March for Trump rallies across the country. And I'm watching video at live after live. I'm watching Texas, Chicago, New York, Florida. And on the Trump side, God bless America, American flag. But on the opposition side, no flag. All kinds of crazy things about fascism and you know, lock them up, all this crazy stuff. And there's no American slaves on that side. They hate America. There are actual people in this country. And it falls on the parents, man, because the parents must hate America too. And so they pass that on to their kids. And so now you got a whole generation of kids who can't stand America, but they don't know why they can't stand America. They're just being fed some bullcrap. Either way. God, I hate this place. Is it really like that? So we're indoctrinating our minds at the public indoctrination centers across this country. They take history out. They're teaching that the Tea Party guys down in the Boston Harbor way back when, the beginning of the revolution, that those are domestic terrorists because they resisted attack. You understand that now. These guys are not domestic terrorists. They are patriotic Americans who stood for freedom. And if we all thought the same way as our founding fathers at the Tea Party, we would have done thrown the whole basket of deplorables right in. We can't take this crap, but we do. The law-abiding Americans were just trying to live a nice, happy life without, you know, nobody infringing on our freedom. The Democrats want to infringe on your freedoms. They want to make you government dependent. Once you become government dependent, the whole plan behind government dependency is that once everybody's dependent on the government, they can go, hey, look, you still want that $500 a month welfare check? Well, you got to come over here and scratch my ass. If you don't scratch my ass, I'm not going to sign that check. You ain't getting nothing. And they start controlling you by taking away what they give you. And before you know it, you have nothing and you're on a bread line. With $4 in you, you got to get a loaf of bread, a gallon of milk, and hope it lasts your family of five all week long. It's called socialism, and that's what's coming. You go look in Venezuela. Venezuela is upside down. Hugo Chavez shafted that country. Now he's dead. He lived large, rich, fat on the hike, you know, lived on the hog for years, and he died and leave the shitty country for everybody. Now they're down there suffering. People are dying, starving. They can't get food, you know? Yeah, but we want Bernie Sanders. He's going to tax the rich guy 90%. Yeah, can you imagine that? You made $100. You work all day. Your paycheck says you made $100. And when you open it, it's got $10. We want to tax at 90% the upper 1% of the people that are making the money. In this country, if you make it successful, I guess it's time to be punished. Like, say you go to college and you work hard and you get a degree and now you land this big job where every year, if you get profits, you get a $500,000 check at the end of the year. But now we got to punish you. How dare you get that big bonus like that? Oh, my God, this big bonus. These people don't deserve these bonuses. Well, guess what? They started out cleaning pools and cutting grass. They worked their asses off. They got a degree so they could put on a suit and tie and sit behind a desk and push a pencil and never have to sweat another day in their life. So let's punish them. I made the choices where I make the salary that I make now and I'm not a millionaire. I made those choices. I had a lot of fun making them choices. We partied, we smoked, we drank, we got in trouble, and now we make less than 50 grand a year. You know, but that's the consequences. So if you understand the whole picture, then you'll be happy and satisfied because considering I wasn't supposed to live past 25 years old living the crazy life in the streets of Bayshore, New York. Back in the 80s, running around, you were either on alcohol or crack, or, you know, there's not much in between in 1984. That's what it was. And so I chose alcohol. Many people I know chose crack. I've seen people do all kinds of stuff. So I made my choices. I grew up in a neighborhood where we've done crazy stuff, and we didn't finish high school. And because he's successful now, we should tax him and get some of that money to me because I was a loser. No, that's freaking stupid. I made my bed, I lay in it. My salary is my salary. I got to make it by on what I make it by. And so do you, and so does everybody else. And we don't punish the guy who makes $1 million bonus every year. Because what he does with that million, and everybody goes, oh, they never do that, they never do that. Well, how do you think they expand that business? They reinvest money into the company. Of course, if they get a huge bonus, they're going to go on a nice vacation, get a big boat, and they're going to enjoy their family. You would do it, I would do it, Santa Claus would do it. Santa Claus does it probably every summer. I think I've seen him down here in Florida cruising around on an alligator. But, you know, whatever. He's got a flay with alligators. Crazy down here. Water skiing and stuff in the fantasy. But, you know, successfully you get a big bonus. You do what's right. I see it in my own family. I've seen it on my in-laws' side with my own two eyes. A man who worked his way up the corporate ladder, and now he makes good money. And he doesn't think he should be taxed at 90%. No, there should be a flat tax or a fair tax. I kind of like the flat tax. You pay a 20% sales tax at the cash register. When you make $500 a week at work, you get a check that says $500 a week with nothing coming out of it. And then when you go to the store, you pay the sales tax. That means even if you're here as an illegal immigrant and you buy work shoes because you're a roofer, or you need a new hammer, or you go into the, you know, the clothing store to get some new overalls because you're working out, you know, you're working, you're paying to the system. They can't avoid paying tax. Everybody pays tax. Come here from Germany on vacation. They buy some trinkets and knickknacks and doodads at the gift shop to take home to a grandma. Guess what? They paid into our system. The surplus would boom. Our roads would be fixed. Our military would be strong. Our borders would be secure. And we'd all get a chunk of change every year in a tax return. You could search it. There's a flat tax. Just look it up on Google. Research flat tax. Research fair tax. Fair tax is pretty good, too. But I kind of lean more towards the flat tax. I like one big tax at cash register. See you later. That's a good way to do it. I kind of like that way. And I think that's the way it should be. But the current tax system is ridiculous. And if you do the flat tax system, it abolishes the IRS right away. They're gone. See you later. No more IRS. There's an office you go, you file, you say, here I am, and you get a return. But you don't have to go through the IRS. There's no more audits. They're not going to come down and raid your house and audit your stuff. You know? I think it's here. We've got 20 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to scroll through our little thing. I've been blabbing. I got a sore throat, as anybody can tell. I've been sick for months. It's unbelievable. I was going to look at Jordan Page. I want to play Jordan. Folks, you might remember Jordan Page. He did the Ballad of Lavoy Finicum. After Lavoy was shot, gunned down, murdered in a snowbank in Oregon. And he wrote the Ballad of Lavoy Finicum. Now, somewhere in here, I have a bunch more of his songs. I want to get into a couple of his other tunes. But he's really good. But you just got to give me a minute here. There's a million things on this board. We're going to have to kind of clean some of this stuff out, I think. It's a little overburdened with kinds of stuff. Let me play this real fast.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
There you have it. If you have anything you want to add, you call that number. I'll pick up the phone because we're having fun. I hope you don't mind me blabbing tonight. I didn't get a guest. Usually I have guests. I know folks like to have guests. They tune into my show to hear good guests. And if you want to be a guest, you want to call the show, 347-627-3942. I'm here. I'll take your call. I love to chat. We'll talk about anything. Let's see. I'm trying to find it here. Just give me 1 second. Here we go. All right. This is a song by Jordan Page, Arm Yourselves. 4 minutes, 36 seconds. We'll be back right after this. JordanPageMusic.com.
Something great.
Bulldog shirt. Yeah, both dead hands. Let me play another one. Those guys trying to make money.
There's a rifle in my closet, made in 1893. Call it right on the barrel. It says Winchester Company. It's been passed for generations. I've been taught to use it well. It's put food there on the table, and it ain't never been for sale. There's people on my TV telling me what's right from wrong, but not one damn gun of mine has ever pulled a trigger on its own. From my cold dead hands, it's about you and me, ain't no redneck thing. Why don't you understand? You can bitch and moan all you want. You get my gun from my cold dead hands. Washington, D.C., ratified and voted on by folks just like you and me. It's made it through the ages, guaranteed a country free. You can bet your bottom dollar, it ain't in it here with me. From my cold, dead hands, it's about you and me, ain't no redneck thing. Why don't you understand? You can bitch and moan all you want. You get my gun from my cold dead hand.
Well, folks, I don't know what happened. Seems like the song might have ended, but here, check it out.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed, folks. It is Patriot Nation Radio, and I had reached this segment where I felt like playing some dang music. So here I am, playing some dang music. Now, we got some good ones. That was Josh Bogard and Dirty South. Check them out on Facebook when you get a chance. They're doing good stuff. And also, before that, I had Jordan Page. He's the writer of The Ballad of Lavoie Finicum. You may have seen and heard that song here before on my show. I do play it here from time to time. As you know, I do play The Ballad of Lavoie Finicum. Good stuff. And you can go to jordanpagemusic.com and find that. And then this is the next song I'm going to play. It's by a gentleman named Zach Williams, and his song is Chain Breaker. I happen to dig this tune pretty good. I heard it a while back. It is on a Christian radio station, and it is about Jesus. So some folks get offended. Too bad. We love Jesus here on Patriot Nation Radio. So here you go. Zach Williams, Chain Breaker, in this musical segment of Patriot Nation Radio Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. I love doing this. This is fun. Thanks for tuning in. Sometimes we don't always get a guest, so this is what we do. We talk, we play a music segment, we bail. Here we go. Chain Breaker, Zach Williams.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles,
you've been hearing the same old voice at the same old line, if you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel love, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. You got pain. He's a pain taker. He's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel. If you believe it, you receive it, you can feel it. Somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got faith. If you feel alone, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Oh, if you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker.
Zach Williams, Chain Breaker. And that's good stuff. If you haven't heard that song before, check him out. Zach Williams, pretty good. Down here in Florida, we're going to have Casting Crowns and Danny Gokey are coming to town. If you're into that Christian music and you're in the Tampa Bay area, search that out. He's coming to town, folks. That's good stuff. And I'm going to play one more song before we do some announcements. We've got some new shows. I want to make sure I get them out. And, of course, the Star Spangled Banner. This is a lovely lady. You can catch her 9:30 p.m. Central Time. On her page, Tamisha Pruitt. And this is her song she did with her two sons, young sons, maybe 12, 14 years old. They're doing the background and playing the rhythm. Early morning, Tamisha Pruitt and sons.
Hey, everybody. Tamisha Pruitt here with my boys again.
TJ.
And we just want to encourage you to wake up with your mind stayed on Jesus and to seek the Lord early through prayer and through his word. So we pray you be encouraged. All right?
Yes.
All right.
Don't you know that I woke up this morning with my mind?
Catch her out. She does a great worship right there on Facebook Live. Saturday nights, 9:30 Central Time. She's down in Texas doing good, good stuff. This Wednesday, 7 o'clock, our first episode of Vet Talk with Gonzalo Duran, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Good stuff. I'm looking forward to it. I'm really hoping that I can tune in and listen to the first episode, but if you can't listen to the episode live, folks, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Shows on demand. All you have to do when you get to that page, make sure you hit follow. Of course, it's very important to hit follow. And then do a little scroll down. You'll see shows on demand. There's 360 or 370 shows there that you can choose from all the way back to 2013 in August. Been doing this a long time. Bunch of 30-minute episodes. I did 2.5 years of 30 minutes, maybe 3 years of 30-minute episodes, and now here we are doing 1 hour. Yeehaw! And then, of course, we got Thursday night with James Bostic and A Conservative's Perspective, 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by me, your host, Mark Hoffman, and the Patriot Nation Radio Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. And pretty soon we'll have Shar back on Fridays in our usual time slot, 8 p.m. Eastern. Constitutional Truth, and then Saturdays, Constitutional Millennials, The Next Generation with Patrick Miller, 7 p.m. this Saturday. We got the first episode of that and the first episode of Vet Talk with Gonzalo Duran. Patriot Nation Radio Network is expanding. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I want to say good night. God bless America. And tonight I'm going to go back to the old version that we love so much, Dave Bray singing in Madison Rising, the Star Spangled Banner. Until we meet again, good night. And talk soon. What the? There we go.